Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're going to get into the Steelers offense, which Aaron Rodgers was highly critical of after the game. We'll do that in a couple of minutes. I just caught up with Larry Richard in the hallway. He was out on the pit trip to Palo Alto. They went to Alcatraz. Have you ever been to Alcatraz?
I saw it before from the... I never made the old trip across the bay.
I think I'd be freaked out being in there. I think it would freak me out, man. Like some weird stuff, bad stuff, awful stuff went down in that place.
A lot of seals sitting there on the beach.
So I hear. It is.
No, I got a nice connection with seals sitting there just sunning themselves.
You see, I was mature. I didn't make any jokes about you or Harry going out there.
What about Harry? What is Harry
laying
doing?
In the sun?
Harry's been awfully quiet.
Catching a tan.
You don't have conversations with me about football, but then you just like you take me out.
Yeah. You didn't know that Aaron Rodgers wore number 8 until we told you last Thursday.
That's
so
not true. I had to
me.
Think about it for 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm,
that's but I knew.
Not the defense you think it is.
Let me tell you how many people have asked me if when Harry didn't get the logos right.
Mm-hmm.
If he was just putting on a gimmick or if that was true. I'm like, I'm not quite sure.
I've always thought that he just didn't know things, but that one did make me wonder. It did.
And in my defense, there were a few that were left out that I got correct, but you may never know. You may never know whether or not I knew those ones. Syracuse was a big one there, but it was actually NC State.
Yeah, you could tell from the NC being in the middle of the logo. You could text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you could tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Also, Larry got in one of those driverless cars.
Ooh.
Driving in downtown San Francisco.
Mm.
You couldn't pay me to do that.
He went to the House of Nanking, too.
Did he really?
That's what he
they
said.
They fit in an entire year's worth of like bucket list stuff all
yeah,
in one weekend.
House of Nanking and wonderful peanut sauce dumplings.
Mm.
He said, if you ever went in there, there's, I mean, it's old school, you know, Chinese ladies. And he said that they told him, it was his first time here, and they ripped the menu out of her hands and said, I'm ordering for you.
Goes, I love
no,
that.
No, I'm ordering for
no,
you.
No, I love that. You go to an authentic place like that, you tell me what's
last
good.
Last time we were there, the servers were getting in arguments with each other and screaming at each other. It was great. Great atmosphere. Great dumplings, though.
Mark, what'd you make of the offense yesterday?
It wasn't their best effort. They couldn't run the ball, which was kind of surprising to me. I thought they were going to go jumbo. I thought they were going to hammer the ball. I thought Jaylen Warren was 80-plus yards rushing type of game.
Yeah.
It just never really materialized at all. They didn't put up many numbers whatsoever. They missed some easy balls. Jonnu Smith to start the game was just
huge. I thought when that ball hit the ground, they were losing the game. Like I thought, Mark, if they were going to win the game, that you'd have to fight fire with fire and you'd have to put up like 40 points. And it turned out, obviously, it didn't have to go down that way. But it was a lackluster start. I thought they warmed to it. Like, the numbers aren't going to jump off the page. They barely scratched 200 yards of total offense, but they were set up with so many short fields.
Yes.
I can't say that they didn't capitalize when you put up 24 points
off
of turnovers.
24 points off of turnovers is all that matters. I mean, look at the week prior to that when they had just had to settle for field goals. I mean, 7-4, 7-3 is a big difference, and at least we're able to score touchdowns in this one. But you're not going to have great games every single week. I mean, offensively, and this is probably their worst performance of the season, and they're still able to beat the best team in the league. So there's a plus there. I don't think this is something that you should worry about, saying that next week in San Diego, Los Angeles Chargers, that it's just going to rear its ugly head again. I think this was just maybe a one-off. I thought they would run the ball more. I definitely. And when you take DK Metcalf out of the game there, you're pretty limited as well.
So, two offensive things. Offensive line,
he got sacked, a handful of times, two?
Three. How good is Troy Faltano, man? I mean, he's a player.
Well, the whole offensive line's played well.
I thought Rodgers intentionally took a sack late, where he could have got rid of the football and under other circumstances would have, but he wanted the clock to continue to tick down. So they really only gave up two sacks on the day. It was also the fastest he's got his ball out of his hand. Easy for me to say.
Getting his balls all season out of his hands.
Yeah, I miss Doran. I'm talking too much. Got marble mouth over here. I feel like Danny Smith chewing all that gum. So the Steelers are 12th in the league, putting up 25.3 points per game. Mm-hmm. Listen to us sort of picking them apart for putting up 27 points yesterday.
I mean,
can you imagine? They put up 27 points with Matt Canada, we'd hold a parade.
Yes.
So Trubisky. To me, I give them a pass, Mark. Like, they still put up 27 points. They put up 24 points off of turnovers. They could only put up points off of turnovers because of how many times the Colts put the ball on the ground or in harm's way. So it wasn't their best, no. But I give them a pass because they've been the better of the two units all year long.
You know, if they were able to score on the fourth down play, that probably changes your mindset altogether right there, the Darnell Washington one.
And you know what I like from Rodgers, too, because that was as clear a drop as you're going to have. I mean, that thing hit him right between the numbers. I realize it's a fastball. Catch the ball and get the first down. He kept going back to Darnell.
He's TE1 now, baby.
Yes, he is. They're a much better team with him on the field. I thought it showed a lot of faith that Rodgers had in him, that even with the first couple of drops, he still kept going back to him. That was an encouraging thing to see.
I've heard some people now say, social media-wise, yeah, he needs to drop about 25 pounds. No, this is what you want from Darnell. This is who he is.
He made a catch over the middle that was a hell of a catch. So it's in there. Sometimes the hands leave a lot to be desired. Like, he should have probably caught the ball in the end zone, too. He had guys draped all over him, but...
Yeah.
He needs to maintain the body mass.
I honestly, though, I would have liked to seen more success running the ball. I think it was in there. I think the Colts would have allowed that, especially with the bigger packages, because they really want to... The Colts really wanted to go nickel at all costs. So I think there was something in there they wanted to stick with that, but once again, we're nitpicking here about what happened here. I mean, obviously, you're not going to have the five turnovers and the stuff like that to be able to help this out, so you're going to need the offense at times to play better. That doesn't mean that they won't play better than they did this week either.
I have lost no faith in the offense, even though they got out slow. Sometimes that's going to happen. They've been staking the Steelers to leads all season long.
Like, did you feel maybe at some point in that first quarter it was close to getting away from them?
From the Steelers?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They went for it on the fourth down on the fake punt, and they were driving the ball, man. If they get up 14-0, it's a totally different game.
Yeah.
That's why T.J. Watt's sack changed the entire complexion of the game. And finally, I mean, you're making $40 million. You got to make the play.
Wow. So, was that a $40 million play? How much does a win cost in the NFL? Maybe it is a $40 million.
Do you agree? If he doesn't make that play,
yes,
they probably lose the football game.
Well, it sure changed the momentum.
Because then if they're up 14-0, all of a sudden you become one-dimensional offensively. They can start running the ball downhill.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think they got away from the run. Indianapolis did probably before than they would have wanted to. They only ran it 14 times with Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah.
Play changed the entire game.
The biggest thing is if they do a 14-0, they just start feeding.
But this is the Steelers that Rodgers thought he was joining. Because I think about the New England game, you're up 14-3. You're up 14-3 against the Vikings. You were up, what, 9-0 against Cleveland. You were up 10-0 against Cincinnati. They've held leads in just about every game because the offense has scored more often than not on their opening drives. And so much pressure has been on the offense to be the better unit. Finally, the defense gets to help out the offense. That's, what do they call it? Complimentary football, Mark.
Yeah.
But this is what he probably thought when he was signing over here. Like, I'm not going to have to win every damn game. This highly paid defense can win me a game or two.
Well, they did, but now the question is, can they win the next one? I mean, that's the only thing that comes out of this for me is they played spectacular. You can see how they are put together, what Mike Tomlin was thinking when he's saying this is a historic defense. Now, can they do it again? That's the key.
That's why I think I'm now on the side of add a wide receiver. Because you're not going to – I know they did it against New England. You got five. They got six yesterday. You're not going to get five or six, but you could get two or three. Can you punch the offense up a little bit? Can the offense become a top 10 scoring offense? And can this defense just nudge its way back towards the middle of the pack? If you do, you're going to be a real threat.
I don't think they can be that offense if DK Metcalf's going 2 for 6.
And that's why you need to add another wide receiver. Because you can see how easily he can get taken out of the game. He's a really good player, Mark, not to be confused with great. And you can take really good players out of the game.
I think when you say add another player, you have to be a little bit more specific. I mean, you can add a player. You better add a good player.
Like Jalen Waddle.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a player. That's a good player.
Mm-hmm. Or Jacoby Myers.
That's a player-ish.
Rashid Shaheed. I mean, that's a guy that takes the top off. You're going to have to contend with him down the field. He's a big play guy. I mean, I don't know that Jonathan Taylor plays as well as he's played this year if they don't have Alec Pierce at 21.5 yards a catch. I don't know that they have Tyler Warren as one of the best tight ends in football if they don't have that threat. And the Steelers have it with DK, but you need to be able to free DK up for more of the down the field stuff.
Oh, yeah, you can't have him continuously getting doubled. But you would thought that the tight ends would be able to alleviate some of that, but obviously that has not really – well, you have to use them more than 25 snaps a game for that to happen.
Right. Speaking of snap counts, one that jumped out to me we'll get into coming up next. Your thoughts on the deadline. I want them to get a wide receiver now. What say you, 412-928-9370? And how are we feeling about the Steelers' AFC North chances now, 412-928-9370?
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah, for sure. And I think he played with an edge, too. That's the only little peek into the conversation last night was that he wanted us to play with that edge on defense. I didn't feel like we were doing that enough. And they played with an edge today, for sure. So, you know, I'm really thankful that Jalen's here and that he felt comfortable speaking up, and then the guys responded the right way.
Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers confirmed after the game that Jalen Ramsey talked to the team Saturday night at the team hotel. Rodgers wouldn't give up any of the details. Mark, were you able to get to the bottom of any of that, talking to guys in the locker room? What was said?
I don't even think Jalen was available. So there was no deets about that. But typically during their team meeting on Wednesday or Saturday night, that some players would step up and have a conversation, but it's just surprising that it was Jalen Ramsey, because he doesn't seem like a guy that would speak much, at least what you saw from the outside, at least what he perceives to be to us outside. So I'm sure it was what surprised me was that Aaron Rodgers actually not even brought it up, but typically offensive people stay away from defensive people's stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he mentioned a couple of things like they were getting beat up and whatnot. So
Rodgers a couple of times shoehorned the Jalen Ramsey comments in. I think he wanted to follow up on it. And it's the second time he's lauded Ramsey for his leadership. The first was prior to the Browns game when none of us expected him to play. And then he played and played really well. And he said that it meant a lot to the guys. Isn't it funny? Perception, reality. Rodgers was supposed to be this jackass, and he's been a great leader on the offensive side. And Jalen Ramsey's a guy that supposedly rubs teammates the wrong way, or, you know, eventually he falls out of favor. And he's been one of their bigger leaders this year.
What's the moral of the story?
Don't judge a book by its cover. Something like that. Right. Don't pretend. Don't believe everything you read.
Yeah, or just make your own decision up about certain people. And those two have been extremely good for the locker room, extremely good for the team in general. So next time they acquire somebody, you're like, I'm not quite sure about this guy. Just think, hey, let's see first. And those two have been nothing but professional so far.
I want Ramsey to stay at free, sometimes slide into the slot. But I don't think he's the man-to-man cover guy on the outside they thought he was. And that's okay so long as they don't force him into that role.
Yeah. When he was his best, even earlier in the season, is when he was able to bounce around to different places, including safety, including slot or wherever. That's where I'd like to see him at, with maybe more of an emphasis on safety. But it's hard. I mean,
they're better when Thornhill's not on the field. Let's just call it what it is.
Let's call it for what it is. I mean, Duggar practiced twice. And they decided that was good enough over Thornhill.
Right.
Because he was healthy. And I don't know if he played at all.
Yeah, but what do you do in that circumstance? Like, if Duggar wouldn't have been up to speed, where do you play him? I guess you play more cover two, and you have Thornhill, and you have both guys pretty much play free safety, right?
Yeah.
Because neither one of those guys really profiles as a box, although Jalen's really physical coming downhill.
Yeah, you know, as long as they keep getting corner play like they did yesterday from even Slay and Porter, I mean, why not? I mean, Echols in the slot, maybe it is. Maybe they did find the perfect setup to be able to play the secondary fix. It's hard to go against what we saw yesterday, but I don't know if it translates into week after week after week.
Well, I think you try it again. See how it goes against a good quarterback, a great quarterback in Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
I think the simplicity was key. Because what do you hear after all these losses? Miscommunications. There were no coverage breakdowns yesterday.
Yeah, because...
Now, they did almost have an offsides call and a too-many-men-on-the-field call with James Pierre on the play that Cam Hayward swatted down before they wound up scoring on the QB keeper. James Pierre was late getting on. It was the same thing that happened on that field goal 2 weeks ago. But I would go with the simplistic route. And here's the other thing. This is what I teased, what I wanted to bring up. T.J. Watt played 61 snaps out of the 78. That's good. Mm-hmm. I think less can be more. Alex Highsmith, 48 snaps. Herbig, 40. And Jack Sawyer, 20. And they played those guys on the field at the same time, too.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Keep doing it. Get your best 11 guys on the field, Mark. And Herbig's one of your best 11 guys.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, they can't do it all the time. But he needs to play more than he has been playing. I mean, is it a coincidence that their defense played that well without Herbig? I mean, Herbig didn't really put up any stats, any significant stats of...
Highsmith played better than Herbig did.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, Highsmith was eating that tackle lunch. I'm sure if Herbig had opportunities, he could have probably did the same thing. But, you know, the thing is with the simplicity of it always, I don't think they had a choice because of Duggar.
I know.
I mean,
that's why I've said it a couple of times today. Necessity's the mother of invention.
But what happens when he does get on that moving train, so to speak? Do we switch back? Do they switch back to some of the more complicated things, knowing that Duggar is a pretty crafty veteran?
I think it's like the Penguins goaltender situation should be. You got a hot guy, you keep rolling him out there. You keep penciling in Shelaz if he's playing better. You keep penciling in Jari if he's playing better. They've sort of rotated. But the point is, you got something that worked against the best offense in the NFL. I think you'd be stupid not to try it again.
Yeah.
412-928-9370. Johnny's been waiting patiently for a while. Good morning, Johnny.
Hey, fellas. Good morning. Big win.
Yes, it was.
Hey, I got a question for both of you, and I'm glad Caboli's there. This number, 0.456, that's the number of the Steelers' points per play, okay? Which is very high in the league. It's like top seven-ish, depending on the week, which to me means if you run more plays, you'll score more points. And that to me comes to what I've been beating the drum about all year, is that we need to go to a no-huddle, hurry-up offense. If our efficiency is that high, if we get, say, 15, 20 more plays, we'll score, you know, 7, 10 more points, and we'll be in the 30s.
I'm not going to fully disagree with you here, Johnny, because I do think they need to flip the time of possession thing in their favor. I happen to think, though, the majority of that has been on the defense not getting off the field on third or fourth down.
No, but we're running the clock down to 2-3 seconds every time, dude. That's
yeah,
because
they're trying to keep the defense. They're trying to keep the defense off the field.
Yeah, but if you beat these teams into submission by getting them on their heels and getting them tired on defense, psychologically, that seeps into their offense, man. And these quarterbacks, they are not built to take this kind of pressure. The NFL is not built for these quarterbacks to get hit like Daniel Jones was yesterday, dude. And if the Steelers keep doing that, they are going to plow a path to the Super Bowl with a 35-point offense, and the defense has taken out all of Goodell's and the NFL's assets along the way.
I won't necessarily disagree, and thank you for the call, Johnny. I think it is a good one. The Steelers' defense giving up the most points in the fourth quarter in the NFL and by a wide margin. And I think part of that's fatigue. I think part of that is the other team gets a beat on what you're doing whenever you're running a bunch of defensive plays. But I think because the Steelers can't get off the field on third downs, I think that's why it's happening to them. I think it matters a lot more on that side of the ball than offensively.
Yeah, those are stats that I don't know if I truly believe in. Rodgers lets the play clock go down to 2 or 1 for a reason. So teams basically have to show him what defense they're running. So just because he snaps it earlier doesn't necessarily mean it will be more points, because it might not be what he's expecting. So
that's one of the things that at this stage of his career hasn't lost a step, his brain.
Yeah.
You want him. There are times they get up there quick and he surveys it for the entirety of the play clock.
You have to show then what you're going to do. You can't wait. And once you show him what you're going to do, pretty much he knows exactly where to go, exactly who to throw it to. And if you're snapping at eight, you can still be disguising at that point, where then it's not as effective. So,
I think the first step in the defense not being on the field a ton is the defense getting off on third downs. And yesterday it was fourth downs where the Colts went, what, 5 for 5? And on third downs, they were 6 of 14. So what is that? That's 11 out of 19. That's too much. That's why you're on the field as much as you were. The Colts had the ball for 31 minutes and 55 seconds. The Steelers dead last in the NFL time of possession. Now, it's one hand washes the other. But if you get off the field on some third downs, the offense is going to be out there a little bit more. Coming up next, the Ravens. Still two games back because the Steelers got that unexpected win yesterday. Vegas thinks they're going to win the division, though. Baltimore. We'll get into that a little bit when we come back. You can still call us at 412-928-9370. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Jones, ball gets knocked away! The ball was rolling around with one Steeler and one Colt in the area, and Pittsburgh has got it. Alex Highsmith with the hit. Third and goal. Give it to Warren. Fighting at the goal line. He's in. Touchdown.
Steelers victorious against the team that entered the game with the best record in the NFL. We have crushed Mike Tomlin, Terrell Austin, and all the pieces of this Steelers defense for the last couple of weeks, and for good reason. But yesterday was a Mike Tomlin masterclass. They came out, they played hard, they swarmed the football. It was a simplistic game plan, but it allowed guys to play free, and Mike Tomlin's guys got it done. Did not see it coming. I thought if the Steelers won the game, they'd have to win like 50-48. In fact, I predicted the Colts to win 51-34. I thought it was a terrible matchup for Pittsburgh. And it didn't play out that way. Steelers won the game on the back of their defense. And it was a massive victory. They were only going to be up a game on Baltimore. Now they're up by two. It's still a really important stretch they're in the midst of. They've got LA coming up next. A winnable game with Joe Alt not playing. And then you got Cincinnati in the revenge game at home. Flacco's been hot. I mean, make fun of the Steelers defense like we have the last couple of weeks, but Flacco and the boys, they're putting up numbers, points, yards, touchdowns on everybody. I'm not buying in hook, line, and sinker into this Steelers defense. I'm not going to get fooled again unless they do it for the next 2 weeks. If you go out there against Los Angeles and you throw Herbert around and you win the game and then you go out and you put forth a better defensive effort against Cincinnati the second time than you did the first, then I'll start to buy into the Steelers defense. But all this stuff that they did yesterday, I hope, yeah, I know it was because it was injury related and you wanted to be simplistic. Keep doing that moving forward. Let guys play free. Let guys play fast. And if it doesn't work, okay, you go back to the drawing board, but it worked once against the best defense in the NFL, best offense, excuse me, in the NFL. Do it again. We'll get into the Ravens in a moment. Mark Aboli taking a bathroom break. Kevin in the North Hills wants to chime in. Hi, Kevin. Kevin, you there? All right, Kevin, good talk. Bert and Ross Draver. Hi, Bert.
Hi. Yeah, I agree with everything you're saying. It was a great win, but what are they doing throwing the ball at the end of the game? If the way that worked out, if they get the onside kick, get the touchdown, a two-point conversion, we lose. Yeah. Too many times at the end of the game, they seem to do stuff that can just suck the life out of the team. I hate seeing that.
Look at me again here, Bert. I'm about to defend Tomlin one more time. Weird spot for me to be in. Thank you for the call. I don't mind them throwing it there. I don't mind the aggressiveness. I blame the player, Roman Wilson. In no world, at that point in the game, are you coached to leap through the air like an imbecile? What the hell are you doing? That's not on Tomlin. That's not on Rodgers. That's on one man, Roman Wilson. Be smart there, kid. And that's one of the reasons why they drafted him. He's supposed to have a high football IQ. He's supposed to be a hard-nosed guy. That just can't happen. That's not Tomlin's fault. That's not Rodgers' fault. That's not Arthur Smith's fault. That's one person's fault, Roman Wilson. And I hope they coach that out of him before the Los Angeles game. That was dumb. But that ain't Tomlin's fault. Mark, the Ravens are minus 125 to win the AFC North. The Steelers are plus 150. How do you view it?
I think it's even money right now.
So you must like the Ravens as a football team better than the Steelers, because you got a two-game edge here if you're Pittsburgh.
Well, I like the – I mean, who doesn't look at that schedule of the Ravens and say, that's not very difficult. The only thing I like from the schedule right now is that the Steelers play them twice. So even no matter how far it gets one way or another, you always have that opportunity to get back into it. I guess you have an opportunity to let them back into it as well. It's going to come down to probably December or January 4th or whenever that game is in at home against Baltimore.
Well, you mentioned it already. You got them twice. And so all the Ravens need to do is be within two games of Pittsburgh. And they've got a chance.
Yeah.
And so I think that, of course, the Indianapolis, I mean, that is massive. Because if you're sitting there at 4-4 right now, you feel like the sky's falling. You're on a three-game losing streak. The Ravens feel like they're in this thing. And I'm sure they still do. But they really believe it if they're just a game back. Next weekend's huge, man. Because you look at this Ravens schedule. You got Cleveland, New York, in Cincinnati after Minnesota. Minnesota got one of the most impressive wins of the season yesterday against a team that many think is the best in the league, certainly the best in the NFC, and the Lions. You go on the road to Minnesota. If they lose that game and the Steelers win against the Chargers, I feel pretty damn good about the division.
Yeah.
But if they get the win and you lose a game where you're an underdog on the road, 3.5-point dog, I think I'd lean Baltimore. I mean, Lamar is a stud.
Yeah.
Are you feeling okay?
No, the defense, I'm fine. The defense just didn't look. I mean, first of all, it's hard to take a lot away from that Dolphin game on Thursday because the Dolphins are so bad. So maybe.
I think you're right about that. The Dolphins had a chance in that first half.
Oh yeah.
To be right in that thing, if not have the lead, and they shot themselves in the foot time and time again.
Yeah. So I think, I mean, there's a very real possibility that the Ravens lose to go 2-2 in that Cleveland, Minnesota, Cincinnati, and who they play this week?
Minnesota.
Minnesota, Cleveland. And,
it's Minnesota, Cleveland, New York, Cincinnati.
New York. I mean, they can go 2-2 in that slot.
Everyone seems to have a tough time going on the road to Cleveland. I'll give you that. But I think they're going to win at least three of those games. This Minnesota one's huge. It's huge.
Yeah, Minnesota is a very, very loud place, very difficult place to play. And you'd like to, I mean, McCarthy didn't really light it up yesterday, but he can tell he's a gamer.
Yeah.
And he's just going to get better with more reps he gets.
I think they squeezed everything they could get out of Carson Wentz. I think he's the better option. I mean, it's necessity, yeah. But yeah, he's the better option.
Absolutely. He should be able to help those wide receivers as well. So, I don't know. I'm still skeptical. And if you look at the Ravens, good running back, good quarterback, good tight ends, still have to be a little skeptical about the guys on the outside.
I think they're going to be fine offensively.
Now, defensively?
That's where you've got the concern. I think the Steelers got one back yesterday. Like, it almost makes up for the Cincinnati loss. But in order to fully make up for it, you got to go get another one you're not, quote-unquote, supposed to get. And they're a 3.5-point dog. Go get the one in L.A.
Do you believe in a team being battle-tested? Because once the Steelers and Ravens meet, the Steelers are going to be battle-tested.
Yeah, but the Ravens played the Bills and the Chiefs, and they were battle-tested early. I get what you're saying. I think that's what happened yesterday. Mm-hmm. I mean, Indianapolis' schedule hasn't been a murderer's row.
Not only that is they played four games in the Dome, two in L.A., and one on the road against a horrible Tennessee team.
I got to give Pony credit. That was a precipice for the precipice. That's not the right word. That was the reason why he picked the Steelers in this game.
You know, just say precipice. Nobody will realize if it's the right word
or
the wrong
word. They just move past it. We'll give a little quick look at the Steelers-Chargers game when we come back. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Caboli admitted the last time we talked to him that he has become a massive fan of Moscow Mules. And now Craig Riley's giving you a gift.
A gift.
These copper, what do you call them?
Mugs?
Copper mugs, yeah.
Yeah, I was told by somebody in the locker room yesterday that the Moscow Mules is a girly drink. I said, I can drink whatever I want behind my own closed doors.
Damn there, right.
Buddy.
What do you think that person drinks, by the way, Mason Rudolph?
he seems like a whiskey.
Yeah.
Whiskey with two cubes in it or something.
Oh, yeah.
What is that called? The highball glass or something?
Three fingers of whiskey, a couple of cubes. Yeah. How about your kid brought home a White Claw?
I mean, I let him go. He's
That's
eight.
Dangerous.
I let him go. He comes back in. The best part is he starts unloading. I'm like, what you get? The first thing he pulls out is like a peach White Claw. He goes, I got this for mommy.
Buddy, he could have come home bumbling and stumbling.
Yeah.
He could have thought it was just some sort of regular seltzer
drink. My kids don't drink even soda. How about that?
That's good, because if they did, he'd have come home drunk.
Yeah.
Last thing here for you, Mark. Sorry, because we're up against it. We got to hand things over to Starkey. I kind of like the Steelers-Chargers matchup. No Joe Alt. They've given up 28 sacks this year. 8 whenever Alt has been out of the lineup. And then the games that he's missed. I mean, without him, their line can't block a nosebleed.
Yeah. And were they down to their third running back?
Mm-hmm.
They play extremely well in Los Angeles against the Chargers. There'll be half Steeler fans, so everything is
more
set up for it.
I kind of like it, but we'll get more into that as the week goes on. Mark, thank you for your contribution to today's radio program. All right, thank you. Harry, good show by you today. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 5:40.
Saying that because I was mostly quiet?
Yes. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. High today of 51, low of 39.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.